Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 13 for Wednesday, August 10th. I'm Jade Rankus. The ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were $2 to $3 per ton stronger in early activity on Tuesday. The November contract was up $3 at $4.63 a ton, propped up by technical strength. Canola's technical bias has shifted to the upside, which is bullish. Moisture in parts of Western Canada is keeping a weather premium in the market, which further supported prices. Advances in the Malaysian palm oil and Chicago Board of Trade soy oil markets added to the bullish tone. However, the Canadian dollar was stronger against its U.S. counterpart in early activity, which limited advances. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all stronger. Soybeans were up 2 to 5 cents per bushel on Tuesday, with the August contract at 10.27, underpinned by strong demand and market expectation that the United States Department of Agriculture will boost export predictions in Friday's reports. Tuesday marked the 10th consecutive day of private export sales, which is bullish. Trade estimates peg U.S. soybean yield at 47.5 bushels an acre. Forecasts for favorable weather in key U.S. growing regions as soybeans enter a critical development phase capped advances. Corn prices were up half a cent to 1 cent per bushel in early activity, with the September contract at $3.24 a bushel, gathering spillover strength from outside markets. Advances in soybeans were bullish for corn, as is strength in the crude oil market. Stronger crude oil prices increase the likelihood that processors will blend above mandated amounts of corn into ethanol. However, the expectation that upcoming USDA data will reflect high production this year limited gains. For wheat, prices were up 4 to 7 cents with the Chicago September contract at $4.24 a bushel. Wheat advanced with concerns about crop quality and investor short covering. France's production has been cut as heavy rains and flooding has damaged the country's crop. Traders are short in the market, but overall the wheat complex is sluggish, and market expectation is that prices will trade sideways. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, August 10th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Rankus.